It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Phil, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm not too bad, thanks, Mikey. Yeah, I had a late night last night. I had to pick somebody up at the airport late and still had to get out of bed at 5 o'clock this morning, so I'll try to do some catch-up tonight.
You're a weirdo, eh? Doesn't the mayor get someone to go and pick someone up from the airport? Or was it a good friend?
Not when they're relatives.
Standing there just rubbing your eyes with the rest of the people waiting outside the arrival lounge going, hurry up.
One of those nights where you put your head on the pillow and you suddenly the alarm goes off and you think, right, I've just gone to sleep.
Hey, big weekend there, wasn't it? The anniversary weekend? Was it everything you wanted it to be?
Yeah. No, it was excellent, actually. Laneways was great, and caught up with BFM there, and good. What a great bloody location to hold it in on.
They've really done a sensational job of turning that space into something quite special, haven't they, for that?
Yeah. No, it's a whole lot better. When I think it started off originally in Britomart and then moved to Wynyard Quarter.
If it had been down in the Wynyard Quarter now, like
you'd have 14,000 roasted people.
It'd be like a big pile of roasted kumara just in the
Yeah, but no, I thought it was a great atmosphere. People are out there enjoying themselves, enjoying the park, enjoying the music, enjoying the weather. It was one of those days where you'd...
Well behaved.
Yeah. I didn't see any problems, but you know, that's not to say that there might not have been one or two, but everybody looked in pretty good shape, and they were providing water, they were providing sunscreen. We had the trees in the park, we had the four different stages, we had plenty of food. It's one of those days when you're there and you think, oh, I don't want summer to end, you know, this could go on forever. So that was good.
A few people had a few complaints about the fact there was no trains running that day, though.
I'm not sure what the arrangements, if any, the organisers tried to make with Auckland Transport around that.
Maybe
they didn't, and that's a question that could be asked in the future. Hey, the other thing, the other great event, of course, was lighting up the Harbour Bridge on Saturday night.
How about that, eh? How about that? And of course, on Saturday, I was down at the Ports of Auckland thing, Queen's Wharf. Good times, and all the carnival rides were free.
Yeah, no, look, it was one of those great weekends where, I had to make choices. So, you know, the Navy wanted me to go out for the anniversary day sales, and I said, no, I've got laneways, I've got to go to the yearling sales at Karaka. You know, that's a big income earner for Auckland as well. We had the Te Huringa Waka, which went really well, and, you know, great atmosphere down there, and good to see people not only admiring the spectacle of the Waka, but actually getting out there and paddling them, you know. So... I just thought it
was something to see, aren't they?
One of those days where, the whole weekend actually, where Auckland comes together, we enjoy what the city has to offer. We've got coming up pretty soon, we've got the Chinese New Year. So I'm practicing my Mandarin for the year of the dog. That culminates in the Lantern Festival up in the Domain, and we'll get probably 230,000 people through that. You know, a lot of Chinese community, but a lot of people from other communities as well, just kind of enjoying each other's cultural offerings and another spectacle and something interesting and vibrant to do in the city. But hey, come back to the Harbour Bridge.
Yeah, I was going to say, go back to the Harbour Bridge. Yeah.
What do you think of it?
We couldn't go and see it, but I was all ready to Facebook Live it, and then I forgot about it, and then I went back and watched it again. It was really cool. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
A little bit too much breakbeat music on there, but you know. I thought that's an amazing job. So what does it mean? Is that going to be just doing that all the time now, or is it showtime all the time in Auckland City?
They'll have the special shows on dates like we'll do something for Pride Week, we'll do something for Waitangi, we'll do something for the Lantern Festival and Matariki and Diwali, and you know, big festivals, big occasions. We'll have the show, but for the rest of the time, it's simply lighting the bridge up and just lighting it up.
It looked really great on the reflection off the water. Looked good when that stuff was really cool.
It was beautiful. We were down at Little Shoal Bay, which was a great place to view it from. The Prime Minister and Vector and myself did the launch with five of our kids who had won an innovation competition that I judged with the Nano Girl. And they were great because they put their hands on these big orbs And as each one put their hand on it, a different facet of the bridge would light up.
Get out of
that. The kids thought it was fantastic. But
Flawless.
We had 1,000, 1,500 people at Little Shoal Bay. Yeah. And the good news was they all loved it. And the bad news was it took me 50 minutes to get up to Oneewa Road from Little Shoal Bay.
Hey, it's not a big expense for the council, that one, is it?
No. Well, look, there are three good things about it. The first good thing is that it takes an icon and it makes it even more of an icon. It's vibrant, it's exciting, it's interesting, it adds something to the life of the city. Second, the power to get those 96 LED lights working, that's all sustainable energy because we've got the solar panels down in the Wynyard Quarter that power that up, or power the equivalent amount of power that you need to light the bridge. And the third thing is that we worked out a deal with Vector so that they meet 80% of the cost. So most of the cost of those lights are on a private sector company that's working in a public-private partnership with us. Good corporate citizenship, good promo for them to be realistic about it too. But what I'm trying to do a whole lot more, and we did it with a couple of splash pads we opened late last year. Splash pads are great. The kids just love it. We did one at Stanmore Bay. We did one at Lloyd Elsmore Park in Pakuranga. But if I was to spend money on that ahead of, say, roads and housing and water quality, people would say, have you got your priorities right? So what we do, we put a bit of money into it, and that then leverages a private sector partnership so that the private sector meets the cost and the ratepayer and the residents in Auckland get the enjoyment out of it. So
right.
I think that's a win-win situation.
So, why not apply the same love and attention to the Albert Park tunnels?
Albert Park tunnels are something that I'm personally quite keen on. It will be done. It would need to be a privately funded operation. But I've had meetings with the people that are working on it, and we've got people that have been working on this idea for years and years.
Well, I've tried many times on TV to get there and get inside there, and I saw some footage last night of have actually been inside a few people recently, and the. It's a little bit underwhelming because there's a lot of it's caved in. But there's an awful lot of tunnels under Albert Park, which some people are saying turn them into wine cellars, turn them into a nightclub, turn them into underground nightclubs and wine cellars, and why not?
All of those things. Actually, one of the proposals is to make some of them into glowworm caves.
Why not? Woo!
One of the partners in the private sector proposal that I've been talking to runs the Waitomo caves.
Yeah.
And he bought up a box of glowworms to show me, and he said these things would thrive. So you could, the first key thing is...
Hey, Phil, I got a friend who's got glowworms at the back of his house in Glenfield.
Yeah. Apparently, you see them in quite a few places. I've only ever seen them in Waitomo, but they will work here. But look, the main thing with the Albert Street tunnels is you could create a walkway through from Victoria Street down to Beach Road, right under the Princess Street, Simon Street ridge. And that would be a great cycle and walkway connector. The second thing, and those tunnels
are
there.
Be a good skate downhill.
Not if you have pedestrians there.
I'm just hypothetically.
Yeah. And the second thing is you could do the retail things, wine bars, cheese bars, private sector could...
Cheese bars?
Cheese thrives at that temperature, apparently. And they've got these ideas. The tunnels that they were built, obviously, before at the time of the Second World War. At the end of the war, they were filled in, but you could easily excavate them because it's it's loose fill, and the main tunneling has been done. There's a price tag to it, but most of that cost would be funded, I think, through a private sector partnership. And I'm quite keen. They're continuing to work on it. I'm responding positively. I think it's something else we could add to the city. It would help our travel plans across the city, but it would bring some interesting new facets to the life of the city as well. And you just imagine you go up to the top of Victoria Street there by the Victoria Street car park and just keep on cycling or walking through, and you can get right down to Beach Road and through to the Domain that way. I think that'd be great.
And then you could get used to not getting any sun, like down on the waterfront will be now when those big buildings go in.
Well, there's always a problem. You know, the higher you go,
it's what killed Queen Street. You know,
it. But you know,
Queen Street's just a cold, old, drafty street now.
Oh,
you know.
I wouldn't put it down like that.
You're the mayor, you know.
I think. Look, you know, we're going to Queen Street's another one we're going to light up too, which I think will be good as a partnership with Vector.
I must say, in this era of intense and extensive visual stimuli that we seem to be living in history at the moment, the bridge is pretty good. I thought the bridge is pretty good.
No. Look,
don't stop doing fireworks, but the bridge is pretty good.
Yeah. No, I reckon it looked good. And, you know, it's not the first bridge in the world to be lit up. You have Sydney Harbour Bridge and the Eiffel Tower. But, you know, I look out the window and I've got the Sky Tower there. And people are saying, oh, yeah, what colour's the Sky Tower tonight? You know, the Sky Tower, it's good. But it's multiplied 100 times and you've got the Harbour Bridge.
It's too early. It is too early to start saying, oh, Sky Tower, it's good. If this is how long it's going to last for, and now it's going to become the second rate visual stimuli in the city, then it should never have gone up in the first place. Hey, Phil, thank you very much.
Yeah, no, good to talk to you, Mikey.
Next week, I want to talk to you about spending $1.2 million on electric cars, because I think that's a good way of spending $1.2 million.
Yep. Absolutely. Really happy to talk about that.
All right, good. We'll speak to you again, okay, Mayor Hawken, Phil Goff.
Catch you then.
Bye-bye.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.